Legislation hiking Delaware's minimum wage failed in the state Senate Tuesday by one vote. But passing tax relief for casinos could revive the bill's prospects. Legislation sponsored by Democratic State Senator Robert Marshall would raise the state's minimum wage from $8.25 an hour to $8.75 an hour starting this fall, and take it to $9.25 in October 2019. But because every Republican senator opposed the bill, Marshall needed every Democratic vote. And Dover area State Senator Brian Bushweller chose not to vote. Bushweller, a longtime champion for the casino industry, says it's unfair for the state to take 43% of the revenue the three casinos generate. Increasing the minimum wage on top of that could drive a casino out of business. So he says he'll trade his vote on the minimum wage for casino tax relief.
That was just a little signal that I'm not necessarily opposed to a minimum wage. I think a lot of people who voted no today don't like the minimum wage at all. I don't have a problem with minimum wage. I just think the minimum wage has to reflect the kinds of circumstances I just described.
This could be the last chance for Bushweller to change the revenue sharing structure for casinos before he retires this year. And he's been trying to get Governor John Carney to help broker a deal. Marshall says the minimum wage bill could come back up for another vote before the session ends. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.